The Coffs Harbour camp, it's been operating now since 96. I mean, what do you see as its biggest achievements?
Oh, I think providing us opportunities for people at Coffs Harbour to study at a university. That's always the best achievement of any university.
Mm. And what about some of the accomplishments of graduates and staff? I mean, are there any that particularly stand out for you?
Well, I think in your introduction you mentioned the National Marine Science Centre, and that's really the jewel in the crown of Southern Cross at Coffs Harbour. It's a fabulous research facility, one that's unique in a unique part of the ocean.
Yeah, yeah, it is a brilliant facility, isn't it? What about the amount of students that are that are there over the years? I mean, this is O Week this week. What are we seeing as far as students attending the university goes? Are we on a gradual increase?
Yeah, we are on a gradual increase. The Coffs Harbour campus is really a unique opportunity in Australia. There is not one other campus in Australia that has a university, a TAFE college, and a Year 11-12 high school, all co-located, sharing the facilities, talking to each other about educational opportunities. Nowhere else in Australia does that occur.
I ask whether it's still on the grow because I was hearing yesterday from a lecturer that this year the campus is only introducing 5 new students to the Bachelor of Business, where in years past the Bachelor of Business may have been a much larger course. So are you seeing this ebb and flow in what is popular as far as university degrees goes and some, you know, some are getting more, some are getting way less? So, I mean, could it be possible that degrees slip off?
Degrees do go through a range of popular popularity. Business is actually going through a flatter spot at the moment. That's not just for Southern Cross, that's nationwide. We're seeing tourism returning to growth, and our allied health programs are all growing very strongly.
Yeah, the popularity of university courses relies on their reputation. That's a challenge, isn't it, for any university to sort of grow the reputation of the course. How do you do that?
Oh, I think we try to show what the end point of the degree is, not just about what you do when you study university, but what are the job opportunities at the end, what sort of careers will you have, what opportunities for personal growth. They are the things that we focus on when we talk to our high school students.
And what about attracting young people? That's a challenge in itself, isn't it? How does a uni like the Coffs Campus, Southern Cross University, attract young people from not only locally but from other regional areas of New South Wales?
Well, we're very fortunate in that not only do we attract high school students, but we also attract a very large group of mature age students. Indeed, the average age of entry to Southern Cross is 24. Doesn't sound very old to me from where I am, but if you think about high school students being 17 or 18, you realise that 24 is actually a very older age.
Yeah, 24 sounds
so young. Sounds so young to me, yes.
It sounds young to me too. Okay, so when you look at the next 20 years for the Coffs campus of Southern Cross University, I mean, what are you hoping?
Oh, we want to continue the partnership we have with TAFE College and the senior college on the campus. We'd love to see further growth in our allied health area, particularly to meet the needs of the local community to form greater relationships with the hospital and the Beringa Private Hospital. So there's great opportunities for growth at Coffs Harbour.
Yeah, and 10 years with for a regionally based university, which is continuing to grow and be successful, is cause for great congratulations. So, Professor Peter Lee, thanks for coming on Brekkie.
And could I just say at the end, the 20-year website, which you described as cool, and I would agree with you, is really a virtual scrapbook. So what we're encouraging people to do is to tell their stories about their times at Southern Cross from 1996 at Coffs, or 94 generally, to tell their stories, put their pictures up and reminisce about what it was like to be at Southern Cross.